I don't know about you, but most of the time, I'd like to think I'm a fairly positive guy. I'm positive about life. I'm positive about the country, despite the best efforts of the many corrupt who try to pull us down. However, you know, when it comes to Eskom, the light in my eyes goes out. From heating to cooking, streetlights, food expiring, not to mention patients compromised in hospitals, right? The elderly, newborns. Well, you get the picture. You've been load shed. You know what it's like. Particularly galling then when you hear of contracts that are awarded by the utility to people who don't meet the requirements for service providers and paid millions. The Triple BEE Commission monitors compliance with the Empowerment Act. We are joined now by Commissioner Zodwa Ntuli, I beg your pardon. Good morning to you, Commissioner, and thank you so much for talking to us.
Good morning, Bongani.
Listen, let's talk about Eskom, right? The latest reports suggest that Eskom gave 600 million rand to a Chinese company, Dongfeng, as an advance payment for a 4 billion rand tender to supply a boiler to the Duva Power Station in Mpumalanga. That company's bid is said to have cost more than a billion rand. It was a billion rand more than the next rival, and yet now your commission has found it was 0% black-owned. Is this possibly the worst example of the flouting of the Empowerment Act?
Bongani, we will say there's certainly ignorance of the Triple B legislation, both from the government entities as well as the private sector. And that's the reason why the Commission's role is important, and particularly now, because if you look after 25 years of democracy, where are we in terms of real economic empowerment? And I think this really calls for the country to reflect and say, if we can still continue in 2019 to disregard the Triple B legislation that is supposed to empower the majority of this country, to transfer the wealth of this country to the majority as well. When are we going to actually, get this done? So this is just an example of the non-compliance on the side of the state. It doesn't even speak now to the non-compliance
of the private sector.
The side of the private sector.
Yeah, but I mean,
but it's both parts that are supposed to be working towards effectively implementing the legislation.
With great sympathy, Commissioner, I mean, ignorance surely can't be an excuse for people to get away with this. I mean, how could an SOE as large as Eskom simply disregard this legislation?
Look, when I actually said ignorance, I mean it in that perfect sense, but I mean it that you basically deliberately ignore what you're supposed to be doing. So in this
right, so it's not lack of knowledge; it's indifference.
No, in this one, it's not. So the one thing that I must say though about the Eskom matter is that when the investigation was done and when the preliminary findings were issued to Eskom, Eskom was able to see where things went wrong, and they were cooperative to want to remedy that situation. So that is one thing that for us as a regulator is important, as to when we raise the issues, what is the attitude of the measured entities? What is the attitude of the government entities? So, and in this case, I must say that the willingness to remedy it with immediate effect is for us what is important. Because, we are going to then achieve what was intended. Because if you remedy it properly, for instance, then we know that in the coming years, we're not going to find a situation where that kind of disregard of the empowerment tool in this country can continue into the next
year. I mean, look, the cynic will say it's much easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, because frankly, this is all too common. You mentioned the private sector. That often doesn't fare well either.
Look, let's look at a situation like this. When there's a big tender like this, and you have Triple B requirements that are set, and when you then do your own processes, then you disregard the very same requirements that you set for yourself, and you continue to entrench and perpetuate the exclusion of black people of this country, which this policy of government seeks to include in the economy, then what you're doing, you are working contrary to the objectives of the Act. And that is where we come in as the regulator, because the regulator is intended to ensure that we all work towards achieving the objective.
Right.
And where we pick up fronting, then we should be dealing with it as the Commission. But
right.
Also, where we pick up misrepresentation or total disregard, we should be able to act against it.
Right.
That's the importance of the regulator right now.
Commissioner, you've called for this contract in Eskom's example. You've called for the contract to be cancelled.
The contract should be cancelled. That's a recommendation that we have made. In terms of the legislation, certainly, in fact, Section 13A of the legislation says that any organ of state, any SOE, where information that had been used was not the correct information to award a contract, they have the right to actually cancel that contract. So the recommendation is within the parameters of the legislation, and there's absolutely no reason why it should continue.
Right. Talk to me.
That is our recommendation.
Talk to me then, because obviously there will be people listening to this conversation who may support the broader agenda of the legislation, the empowerment legislation, but might sometimes quibble with how it is framed and how it works. Why should all South Africans care about this kind of thing? Because obviously when a contract like this, for example, is cancelled as per your recommendation, this kind of thing is damaging to the economy, is it not?
It depends on where we are in terms of the status of the of that. Remember that when recommendations are made, they are also made and discussed with the various entity or the various entities that are involved in that process. So every recommendation will be specific to the case. It would not be just a general recommendation. But I think what we should not lose sight of is where there is a process that has not gone according to the correct way, it needs to be cancelled. And I think that is where we will begin to arrive at achieving even some of the, for instance, if you look at this country, we've got local content regulations that are saying for every state-owned contract, this is how, you know, this is the part that must be local content. For
sure.
So if we continue to disregard those, then you can understand that the economy will continue to be divided, it will continue to exclude the majority, and we continue to suffer, that we're not going to grow because our economy is not inclusive. So we're not actually counter what we're seeking to achieve.
Yeah.
We pro what the objectives of the legislation.
Commissioner,
are.
Let me ask you this.
Can, specific to a particular case.
Can there ever be exceptions? Can there be a case, argued that, Eskom was in an emergency, they needed this kind of expertise, blah, blah, blah. Can there be exceptions that can be justified to you?
That's a process that is available already. Where there's a need to deviate, the legislation already gives you the opportunity to get a deviation, but through the Minister of Trade and Industry. If you're going to deviate as a state-owned entity from the BBB legislation, you only need to do that after you've received an exemption, that is in terms of Section 10(2) of the legislation. So it allows you that opportunity to deviate or to be exempted from a particular process. So if it's known that, for instance, in a particular procurement portion of the economy, there aren't any maybe local entities that can provide the service. There are
mechanisms to apply for exemptions. All right. Do you have teeth?
Exemption or deviation.
Do you have teeth?
I don't know what we mean by that.
But I mean, can you enforce your recommendations? You're saying recommendations. Do you have teeth?
Yes,
can you enforce what you want done?
Yes. As a regulator, we are set up to monitor non-compliance. Where there's non-compliance, we are allowed to make findings, and in those findings, we can make recommendations that are corrective and remedial in nature. But where we believe that the matter is not remediable, we are required to refer it for prosecution through the criminal proceedings.
So people can take their chances, basically.
So we can take that, and the company and the individuals could actually face serious consequences. But I think our role as a regulator is far much bigger than chasing people in that particular way, in a way that looks like as if you're trapping people. What we are doing, most of our our effort is on helping the market, helping the state-owned entities to get the things right.
That
is where we're going to achieve what is intended.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Commissioner of the BEE Commission, Zodwa Nduli.